Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Inside SCOM. Today, you are with me, Michael Fighting. Inside SCOM is a weekly program that comes your way every Monday from 1:30 in the afternoon here on TWR Malawi. This program brings the Minister of SCOM on radio through teachings, testimonies, and an update of SCOM activities across the country. Today, we wrap up the presentation on entrepreneurship by Gilbert Malizeni. We also get to hear a testimony from Chikondi Elvis Chabaka and a snapshot on what's happening in SCOM. So please, let's be together. For a start, I invite Mandisa and give us a track titled Press On.
SCOM, Jesus loves you.
I start to slip away. When I can hear the voice of doubt inside my head screaming loud, strengthen my faith and help me say today, today. I will follow, I will press on, even when the walk feels long. Your hands hold me together, your love is with me forever. Through the broken, through the victory, I will praise you through it all. And run hard till the race is done. I'm gonna press on, press on. I'm gonna press on, press on.
You're listening to Inside SCOM.
How many storms have I been through? How many led me right to you? You're using the pain, the hardest days for my.
Titled Press On, done by Mandisa, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon. Now, I invite Gilbert Malizeni to finalize the message on entrepreneurship.
A good entrepreneur looks around where he or she is for opportunities. And when I'm on a chimpurikiti, I'm on a mwai. Kapena maona, mpata. Obangira, ndalama. Aye, aye. Kuma idea, ndofuna ndika werenge gai mabuku. Panopa ndumapita ulai blood every day. I want to study about coming up with a business idea. Yeah, you can study, but the ideas come from where you are. Ine kunyumba kumerene makala, ndi kulama yenage, pafupi. Ama yanganina nyumba yenage. Ama anango iwerenga kute, kunogo. Yes, gegendu, uma ichura kwa mbidifa. Ama banga, ama yenage. Daily, ndima spend 1,000 kwa jazi gege. Daily. Imene ndi budget ya daily, ana, dad yazi gege. Dad yazi gege. Daily. customer moji ni mapelega 1,000. Amene mapanga drama zingati. Uyudu batiku ulo sima japela 20,000. Andu mungajo tatima kuwa siti deide. Akuzome pizota ujoka ulo ndi 10 ulo 12. Nde mzipeza ulo 10,000 batiku. Pamwezi drama zingati. 300. Ndrama japa imene yo. Kuma inumuzi dahi fetu kufuna shopu. Tufuna enchito. Atazo. So, saa kupangi la jifajo ti. Akufuna kupanga any income. Kuma afuna so kutu antwadza una branch. Waste of time. Waste of time. Start from where you are. Start the way you are. Look around where you are for opportunities. Osa sanka. Osa sanka. Amene magola unama kalanka jenja ama kutandiza ama kupata nizintu. Musa yangane zimene zijazo. Muzi yangana za tsogululano. Eji mene muri ibanoba, you have already started building your own future. So don't look back. Magolo ajazingo kala surprise, blessing. If they decide to do something for you, no, be happy. You are privileged. But that is not your future. Your future is the way you think, what you do. Are we together there? So let me talk about some, maybe I should say some lies or some myths, some fallacies or some myths about entrepreneurship. Or maybe let me start with personal attributes. Who is an entrepreneur? Number one, he takes risks. Alibe manta. Risk. Risks. Samajida manta. Bojita zintu. Kuoba hii nkayamba hizi. Ndiluza nkayamba hizi. Antwandi nena. Zoseza mazibanga disregard. Entrepreneurship ikana kala yopeka. Mwina ali yesi bwepana kupanga. But because it is not easy. Who is a risk taker? Someone who is not afraid to make a decision. Someone who is not afraid to take steps. Someone who is not afraid to start something. Someone who is not stopped by my reservations. Ambidi. Kutu yambeji ntuntawi zose, there will be reasons for you not to. If you want to start something, there will always be reasons not to start. It takes the risk takers. It takes those people that are bold to take a step and start. Ayai, nkayamba ntwaziti jani. Ayai, ndrame mene ndi na indi omwe. Nanga nkayamba ndikaduka. Nanga ukabanda kuduka. Umaganiza, you just think about one side. Nanga ndikaduka. Unamba ukaganiza wati nanga ntataka utisi ndiduka. Ndika figure part. So, I will add another attribute. A successful entrepreneur is a positive thinker. Is a positive thinker. Umaganiza, everything has got two sides. Everything. So you choose to focus on the negative or the positive. Now an entrepreneur, I'm a kind of positive thinker. Kumagulitsa business ya mizimbe, andwandiseka. Wayamba kugulitsa mizimbe, kumatu muntu wapita kusukulu bwino bwino. Andwandiseka. That's a negative part. What is the positive part? You make money. I'll have money. Nde, when you concentrate on the positive side, you do. Because you know you are going to make it. When you focus on the negative and hasn't disega, the way whenever game we are gone. A successful entrepreneur is a positive thinker. He takes steps, she takes steps. There was one business person who said 80% of what separates successful entrepreneurs from those that are not successful is merely taking step. Kuti ndikufuse na baba aliyese atoka kuti anaganiza apo zimenezo. Koma amene amatenga ma step ndoda ndiochepa. And that's the only thing that separates people. Be someone who takes steps. Risk made kuine nai is a calculated risk. Mu business haya hi atsogola nati phunsa kuti tisitenga ma risk. Nde basi pali pose kumangoponda pa matope kuponda pena pali pose. No, you need to be smart. Munapita ku school. Smartness is make calculations. Make calculations. My ideas, I mean a business ndina wangata, awiri. Ndini my ideas aja, ndini ideas gege, ndini idea ya mizimbe, ndini idea ya popcorn, alipo atatu. Okay, osewa, ifu na drama zingata, my business osewa, 20,000 ndiyo wanira, good, 20 ndina. Ndeo funa no usanki pa my business atatu aja. Chijo sezi juona mbali, 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 mbali. Kwa ndika kata nga mizimbe, ndipa nga drama zingata, kwa ngona, ndika oda mizimbe, kapena kaa ndukuti, kaya kukuti, kwa senti, ndika oda mizimbe, transport, wapuka baza, ndipa cha makuti. Yo oda ndipa nga makuti. Ndika idula mfundo zija, wawere nga chabu no bwino, ndipa nga drama. Profit, 20,000, ndipa nga 25. Kapena ndipa nga 30. Yazi gege, ndipa nga drama zinga, wawere nga mafuta, nkuni. Paribe zoma ngonena uti nkuna ndipa cha mama. No, wawere ngirani. akakupa tsani should just be an advantage to you. Because mukapanda kuiwerengera muzipanga business ya bule. You be making a loss koma muzingo uzipanga bule mungotandira mazamakolo ano. Ngati business idea imene muli nayo ndiyo kuti makolo ayikapo dzanja koma imene muiwerengere ngati cost. Ngati si kupanga profit don't do it. Amama ndifana dzigulisa zigege ofuna zipanga zigege okay chabwino. Ah mwana wanga mafuta ndikupatsa ziko mumami. Nkhuni so ndikupatsa, mpoto so ndikupatsa. Iwe ukangogula Irish, ukagule sweet paint, ukagule flour. Iwe ukamawerengera makosti si kuti ungonena kuti sweet paint flour ah ndiko kwabera mai yako. Ukudzibera soweka. Cost mafuta, cost mwana mpoto wai, koma mafuta, nkhuni zose zichamuzwerengetse. Ngati zikugwira kuti mutu lutsa ndalama ipangeni. Ngati mukuona kuti sizikukwana imene sitani siteka. Olo onani kuti kwadi chigege chimozi ndizigulisa ndalama zingati. All I'm saying is from here musakango khala kumene kuti. Ai ai pano pati kutumikira Mulungu. Ministry tsikulose. Pita mama ku ministry kubwera madzulo, ukamacho kumene ku mau kupita kuphiri, ukamacho kumene ku athu pita ku Bible study. Am I saying they are bad? No, they are not bad, but you are being irresponsible. Every time you are going kuphiri upempha ndrama. Every time you are going ku Bible study upempha ndrama. Every time ukupita kukatani kwa mtumikira ukupempha ndrama. Have you ever thought about helping that hand that is giving you money? So you need to think along those lines. To say, no, I need to be a responsible daughter, a responsible son. Makolo wa all this time they have been giving me ndalama, fizi, yojera, pocket money. Now I can do something. You cannot pay back, but you can do something to reward them or to show appreciation to them. You need to start something. You need to take a risk. Entrepreneurs, they are risk takers. Entrepreneurs, they are positive thinkers. They see, they concentrate on the positive part of it. Entrepreneurs are creative. Entrepreneurs, they manage their things very well. Ndimalize mabodza a entrepreneurs acha. Bodza number 1. Amati entrepreneurs are born not made. Hai hai, kuti tukukhale munthu wa business nchibadwa. Ena matero, et? Yeah. Ife sa business ifeo olokwathu wa business kulibe. One, I'll call it a lie. They say entrepreneurs are born, not made. Kapena kuti kukhala wa business ndi chibadwa, sungakhale wa business chisawawa. So I'm saying that one is a lie. It is simply a myth. It is a fallacy. You can become an entrepreneur through inspiration, through learning. Actually, my billionaire, some of the billionaires that we know, personality yao, happy. Koma ma billionaires a business. So everyone can learn and become a successful entrepreneur. Regardless of your personality. Kandi wo fata, kandi wo manyazi, kandi wo pokoso, kandi wo longolola, kandi wo yera, wan fupi ngadine, wan tali. Koma you can become an entrepreneur through learning, through inspiration. Palibe zote anabadwa choncho. Olo muntu osatha kuyankhula can become a millionaire through entrepreneurship. Ende sasana mizidu, hey, my business koma amwenye. Ino simungapange business ino. Bodza la chiwiri, startup capital is a prerequisite to successful entrepreneurship. Startup capital is a prerequisite. This again is a fallacy, is a lie. A prerequisite is not a capital. A prerequisite is your idea, is your vision, are your wishes, are your dreams, are your goals, are your plans, are the things that goes on in your mind. Those are the prerequisites. Amwe maganiza zopanga business, hayi sindiganiza, koma nkazapeza ndrama ndizamba kuganiza. Uyu zimvuta uyu. People say, where there is a will, there is a... So the first thing should be the will, the desire, the drive, the plans. Kuma kani ma business ambili. Ineo as I stand here. Muntu atandipatsa 200 million. Chochita chake chilipo kale. Si mundona so kusintha moyo wanga. Sikuti mubva kuti Gilbert wapita ku Dubai ku holiday, I will not do that. Maplani alipo kale. People who wait for capital. Capital jaika bwera imakumana ndi zinthu. Samatha kupanga. But you have to do plan first. And there is what we call, when we are talking about sources of finance, kuti kodi ndrama za anthu a business imachokera kuti. One of the sources that we talk about, friends and family. When you have got a brilliant idea, I remember I will conclude by saying this. Kare kare, ndita ngolemba mesa from 4. Ndiku digirida, kublantaya, Nari ninzanga wina nani ndi shop musika wambayani. Napita ndati makondo maga jeza mshop mwaga. Nani shop ya ikuru bambaga na musina shop musika wambayani. Namu za kutara se, ndikupembe. Ndifuna ndikupembe hundibereke ndarama. Kaya nari 10,000, kaya nari banji ndaiwala, ndikarekare kwambiri. Ndifuna ndipange ndiwete nkuku. Nkuku ma broilers ama tupanga, they take 6 weeks. Then number, nampanga budget. Nifuna ndikagule ma broilers, ntengu wake mwakuti. Nifuna ndikagule feed, ntengu wake mwakuti. Kunyumba kwa tu kuti, ndi chipinda china chake chimango kala. Kumeko kundufuna ndika wetera kumeneko. Ma feeding trough ndri now. Budget yanga ikuwa na chonchi. After 6 weeks, ndi zigulitsa. Nkuku zoera, at that time, ntengu wake ndi mwakuti. Nkuku 100, ndika gulitsa, ndiza pesa mwakuti. I'll be able to repay you, and ndiza tsandike na kake. Anandi bwere kandram, naka weta nkuku 100. By the grace of God, naku anetsa mpaka nkuku zazinakula, at that time, sindi kutuwa mpaka napano. Kwa that time, kwa gula nkuku 100, ya makupa sati machiks 108. Kuti zikafaziwili zitatu usafoili. Nagulitsa, naka mpatsako ndrama ya geja, ine nkutsa ndi ndrama yangu. What matters is not the capital. What matters is the idea. You are surrounded by people who can support. Koma anthu ama support and the idea ya bwino. Muka abaretsera ndi nda idea koma basi. Oka munthu womundalama amadziwa ma calculations. Apa ngakakuleta yakane nakuti uyu zabodza izi zipapangidwa pa ndrama apa. Akuza ndi ndrama ndilibe. Ndrama ndilibe. Sikuti idea ino ndiyo ipa koma nimbwerera ya idea. Olo ikakuti ndikira pang'ono akuza nokuti chimene kuyenera kuchita apa zimene kuyenera zinzosa teka apa nzosa teka ziteke ndi easy akufotokozera kufotokozerani munthu akaopa aliyese pamene akudziwa kuti apa patuka za phindu samaopa kutenga ndrama zake kuziika koma palibe olozika kha kuti ndrama zonse zambiri palibe munthu amene amayenda tenga ndrama ndikuika pamalo pena kuti ndikuika m'madzi palibe amene acha ndoumira koma tani ndrama zambiri mbiri koma ndoumira sikuumira. Mupange zanu nde muzisa zigawa tione ngati muzisa zigawa. Zimaphekwa kwa munthu ongolandira. But when you start making money, that's when you see the value of money. But my point is plan, dream, have a dream, have a vision, plan bwino bwino, that is what is important. The capital comes second or third. Capital is not the first thing. As I conclude, let me say I'm closing my notes. Zambiri sina ziyankhuli. But as I'm concluding, as a child of God, you need to aspire to prosper for God's sake. You should also aspire to say, one day, God, I also want to be someone who can support your work. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Hambwezi mene mandichitira, zima ndikwana, basa moke. Don't be selfish. Zima kukwana nanga anzako. Zima kukwana nanga utumiki. Wasikomu. Zima kukwana nanga kuchali chibuja. Zima kukwana nanga makolo anuacha. Don't be selfish. Hallelujah.
That's the voice of Gilbert Chimalizeni, who was concluding on entrepreneurship.
Hi, I am Dr. Bernadette Malunga, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for our testimony segment, and today we hear from Chikondi Elvis Chabaka.
Thank you. My name is Chikondi Elvis Chabaka. My friends call me Chico. I'm an administrator by profession. I knew about SCOM through my sister. Her name is Tiamike. I'm so proud of the relationship that I had with her, that even though I was a little kid in primary school, she at one time took me to their meeting in the secondary school. And I went there, I was wearing shorts, and I looked at everyone else was in secondary school and they were having so much fun in the Lord, and that was something that came off unique for me to see students having so much fun in the Lord. I always saw students making noise, maybe at football games and or maybe other sporting or entertainment activities, but not really like for God. So that was the first time, and from that day, I'm sure I was maybe around standard 5, I decided that when I went to secondary school, I was going to become a SCOM student.
So when you came to secondary school, what could you say was the most memorable moment for you in the ministry of SCOM?
So many, but I'll just point out to one. I was in 2004. I went to my first ever Easter conference and was at Ame Secondary School. Mm-hmm. And the late evangelist Wame was the one preaching. And as I was growing up, I know I'd given my life to the Lord. I was growing, but I just had a moment of redefining my relationship with God and finding myself in Him, really, and seeing that there was so much in SCOM that I would be a part of. I met very successful people, academic-wise, very successful people in society, and it was at that big Easter conference, and I would I always look back to that conference, and one of my favorite teaching was being a blessing to a guardian. I always remember that one.
How has maybe SCORM helped you in your life?
Okay, that's a good one. I would say, I've even said it to my students that I owe SCORM so much. Because when I look back, I always say that the people that have had so much influence in my life were part of SCORM. To begin with, like I told you, I went to these conferences beginning with the one in 2004. I have always met people who are successful in their lives, not just maybe in class, or but they were at the university level and working in big organizations. So I've always been inspired by people who knew God, and they knew that God had everything for them, and I started emulating them. So I would say, even though I came from a background where neither of my parents had a degree, because of SCORM, I knew I was going to love God and even be successful in school and end up with a degree. And I've seen God be faithful in those kind of things. So even mentors that I've had personally in my life, these are people that I've met in SCORM. And these are people who have pushed me forward, have helped me to see that there's more to life, and it's possible as a Christian, as a young Christian, to even make it in life. So I celebrate SCORM. When I was in secondary school, I told my friends I will always be SCORM. And it was just because of the gratefulness that I had as a student going on then. And that, again, answers the question sometimes which I have, why do I do what I do? Mm-hmm. It's simply because I know I was given so much. And I think I may not have gone through much into life as I'm growing. I know I'm still young, but I think I have enough testimonies to share to those that are in secondary schools right now. And whenever I go to secondary schools, I tell them how much jealous I am of the potential that God has put in them. And one of my favorite authors and speakers, Ravi Zacharias, says youth is only what the young has, but only the old know how to use. And that's my motivation to work with young people in secondary schools, because I know I've learned something that I could share with the young people who have so much potential, but they just don't know how to use it and tap it into like the greatest outcome of their life.
Lastly, what would be a word of encouragement to students or associates out there?
I would start with students. You know, they should love God, and they should trust Him. He's faithful, and there's so much fun in Him. The world is going to lie to them in so many ways, tell them other things, and they may get diverted here and there, but they should trust God and know that there is life in Him, and there's no life outside God. So they should go to school as students, but they should remember that there's a God. And to associates, I'll tell them, there's nothing more beautiful than to make an investment in the life that blossoms later on in life. Brings so much joy. And I would just urge every associate to just not tire in whatever work they're doing, because they're planting seeds that someday the master will look at and bring so much joy to God. So I think of all the things in life, to bring joy to God is primary, supreme.
Thanks, Chikonde Arvis Chabaka, for the word of encouragement.
This is Justice Chifundo Kachale, and you're listening to Inside SCORM.
Finally, let me give you an update of upcoming SCORM activities. From 23rd to 25th August 2024, there'll be a SCORM graduates retreat at Smedi in Mponela, Dua District. The retreat targets all people that have completed college or university studies, or they have just graduated from colleges and universities. Registration fee is 25,000 kwacha for those that are based in the central region, and 15,000 kwacha for those that are based in the eastern, southern, and northern regions. Lastly, SCORM Associates Conference will take place from 11 to 14 October 2024 at Malawi College of Fisheries in Mangochi. Registration fees for this event is 15,000 kwacha for SCORM Associates that are based in the central, eastern, and southern regions, as well as 10,000 kwacha for associates based in the northern region. Well, that's how we wrap up today's edition of Inside SCORM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony, music, upcoming SCORM activities, or if you want to get a copy of this program, please let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. That number again is 0881-775-483. You can also get more about the Ministry of SCORM on our website, www.scormalawi.org, or visit our Facebook page. And the Facebook page link is www.facebook.com/scom.mw. Until next week, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM, keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaiden.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.